Welcome back to another week of the A&B Podcast. It's your boy, Young Tamarack, and I'm here with the Mood Changer, changing moods like the beginning of a cycle. I'm here with some good people, because my people is never not good. Let them know what it is, Alistair.
Yo, what up? It's your man, Stair, a.k.a. Papa Stair, a.k.a. that nigga right down diagonally across on the stairs.
What's on that good side.
Yeah, we in this thing. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be with you, Black. Glad we can link up.
Man, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure for y'all to have me here, man. For real.
Thank you, Jay Black. Like I said, man, I appreciate you coming through and doing the podcast with us, man. Like I said, you the mood changer, so I know that if anybody going to get the mood elevated in this podcast, it's definitely going to be you. So, again, thank you, man.
No doubt.
For the most part, man, how's everybody been, though? You know, we check in with everybody every time we get together. So, Black, you want to go ahead and start? How you been during this this crazy Rona time?
I've been getting by, you know, to be honest with you. It's not easy, but at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, we got to be safe and we got to do the right things of, you know, staying social distance. So it's kind of like a routine now. I'm used to like being in the house now. It's like downstairs, right. It's like my party room. Right. Upstairs, it's my food. And then if I go upstairs another level, it's using the bathroom. So, yeah.
Hey, man, I feel like that, like you said, that's all of us at this point, man. And who would have thought I would be comfortable with being in the crib? Like, literally, because I hate being in a house. Like, I'm always trying to be, like, somewhere else. Even if it's somebody else's house, I don't want to be in my crib.
I think it's just gotten to the point where, like he said, once you accept it, it's like, all right, we're just going to adapt and roll with it. Because I'm not going to say I'm against it, but, like, I'm kind of over it. I'm over.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think, bro. They kept us inside. Well, inside for the most part since what? Like March? Right. And we in what? Maybe we're about to go into June soon.
You're looking at June, like, real.
Yeah. And what's crazy is I was laughing early on. I was like, man, my birthday ain't going to be real. My birthday in the summer. Like, this corona shit going to be done and over with. Nah, bro.
Yeah. And the crazy part is my birthday's in June. So June 8th is my turn up day. And, unfortunately, that is not going to happen.
Yeah, Zoom turn up, and everybody got a bottle, you know?
See, man, but, like, with the Zoom turn up, bro, you can't, like, put your arm in and he's like, man, I fuck with y'all niggas, dog. Like, I like y'all niggas, man. I swear to God. Like, you can't do that.
Nah, you can't do none of that.
It ain't the same. But, I mean, yeah, I feel you can definitely at least, like, try to, like, create that feeling. But, like, nah, ain't nothing, like, really, like, being, like face, like, fucked up. And, like, you, like, stumbling through the club, you find your man's swag surf, come on, dog. You're all, like, oh, man, I fuck with y'all niggas. Like, yeah, I like that part of the club. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You want to enjoy sweating, bussing through your shirt.
Yo, but, I'm trying to tell you, your white TV turning dark. That's how you know, man, it's real.
The number passion.
That should be wild.
What?
That should be wild. But, I mean, hopefully we get back to that point. I don't even know. But I guess as we get a little further into the show, we'll probably discuss a little bit more about, like, what the world is going to be like a little later on.
No doubt.
But, Jay Black, this is your first time on the show. So, I mean, we're going through this new experience for you on the A&B Podcast. So, we have a top five that we do every week.
Hold up, Bryce. How you been, bro?
Oh, did I skip?
How you been?
I feel like we all touched on the same things just now. I thought we was all like in a cohesive unit. We was just kind of like, man, like, we doing the Rona thing. Like, we all kind of stuck in the crib.
Yeah, but we all talked about how we were doing.
I don't know. We might have done something at work. I don't know. I'm trying to hear about you.
Oh, wow, man. Hey, I appreciate you caring, bro. I've been cool, bro. I've been working from home, like, blessed to be able to work from home. Yeah, man, I had a lesson in making jollof yesterday. I'm trying to learn how to make jollof, you know. Huh? So
you know how to make jollof now?
I actually know how it works, like, for the most part. Like,
Bryce, hold on.
Yeah.
Do you know how to make jollof? That was the question. There are no steps.
Let me not be political. No is the answer that we're going for right now. We'll go with no for right now. But if you ask me, like, what it takes to put into some jollof, I could run off, like, the ingredients and the things that you need based on what I've seen so far.
Well, I mean, that's okay. I mean, are you using Google? Maybe or what?
Nah, Mom Dukes. Okay. Mom Dukes, I'm literally in there in the kitchen with her.
Shout out to Mom Dukes. Shout out to Mom Dukes. So, she got the fire food. Oh my goodness. That's on another level. But, you know, definitely check out your Mom Dukes spot, you know, if you want to get into that, Bryce.
Hunger Tamer. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, check out the Hunger Tamer. We got an app, Hunger Tamer app, on all app stores, Apple and Android. But yeah, man, that's pretty much what I've been up to. That's probably the biggest accomplishment that I had this past week. Trying to get back into exercising, man. Cause like I said, I hurt my knee. I feel like I'm getting old now, and I just been like, damn, I don't know if I want to run ever again. Cause that, like, that shit was blowing me. But, you know, I'm gonna get back to it. I'm gonna get back to it this week for sure. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it with me.
I guess my milestone is Nami's now eating real food. Bananas. That was pretty cool. Linked up with some good folks in Tamarack, you know, had a little kickback at Naomi's. Against the Law, that was pretty cool too. Good laughs. Got to share some goods with my man Ian, who's about to have a seed. So, got to share the wealth because it takes a village to raise a kid.
Y'all are the watermelon bros because y'all are spreading seeds. Y'all are wild. Y'all niggas. Hey, Bryce.
I think baby boomers going on right now.
You said his baby boomer's going on. Yeah, it's gonna be hella kids. It's gonna be hella kids after this.
Yeah, gonna be a baby boom.
I'm trying to tell you, Bryce, it's out of hand, bro. I mean, people getting it in like left and right, bro. You get up.
What else you gonna do? And especially if you don't got no money. Like if you don't got no money and you don't got nothing to do, what's the easiest and freest thing to do, man?
Well, it's crazy because my boy, he has about like 8 kids. So to be honest with you, I can't even remember half of his kids' names. So I kind of go in there and I'd be like, hey, what's up, little Brown? What's up, little Brown?
Okay, little Brown.
Like, what's up? It's bad, bro. But I mean, you know, this is what they want to do. They want to get it in. And hey, you know, kudos to them. But
hey, man, the Lord said, be fruitful and multiply, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, amen. Hey, do what you got. Do what works for you, I guess. You're saying if the organs is working and they producing what they need to produce. Go ahead, more power to you, man. As long as you're taking care of yours and you're responsible. So, but sorry again for jumping too far to the top five out there. I know that's like, you know, an unwritten rule that we like to go around and see how everybody's doing. But yeah, like I said, I thought we came to a collective like, yeah, man, for real, fuck Rona. Like we trying to, yeah. But can you do me a favor and hold us down with the top five for this week?
Most definitely.
This week, top five, on the podcast.
We're going to do top five social media / Instagram, all that good stuff, comedians. You know, some people chasing that bag, trying to change people's feelings. Anybody want to jump out?
I'll go first. Why not? You know, my top five, and some of them, I mean, I've been able to work with them, and some of them, hopefully, when I get, you know, up there, I can be with him. I mean, you know, it's in the process. So I think my top five, I mean, not putting it in any category because
not in any order. I never do mine in any order. So yeah.
I'm not doing that. But I would have to go with my boy Lewis Young. He's definitely hands.
I just found out he was from the area. I wasn't even sharp.
He went to Bill Council. He's now he worked alongside, he's actually signed to Steve Harvey's whole little company and stuff like that. So it's pretty dope. I got a chance to, you know, talk to him and things like that. So he's definitely in my top five. Mufasa is in my top five. I got a chance to work with him. And that guy is hands down the funniest African, I mean, I've met. And
that's a funny man, like, yeah.
He's like somebody that I look up to because, I mean, I'm trying to get to where he's at. So he's definitely in my top five. Haha David, you know, he's hilarious. I mean, you guys see his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Plane took off.
Haha David. Funny Marco. Funny Marco is one, too. He goes around Walmart and he starts fighting Bamas, and Bamas is looking at him like, what is this dude doing? And he gets all these people's attention because he's doing, like, funny stuff. Like, he's going to Walmart. Yeah. You know, with shades on, and he's just blind, and he's trying to like swing at people, but he's not blind, and it's funny.
Right. Like, so and people don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know. So what am I, fourth right there? That's my fourth.
Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
Four.
Fifth. It would have to be. It's also somebody that also works with Mufasa. I think his name is Habibi.
Habibi,
man, he got all these trick shots and stuff like that. He is funny.
You know what's crazy? I didn't know that was Habibi at first until like later on. But I was like, yo, who's the cuz who making the crazy trick shots? Like
a lot, niggas.
Right. Yeah. Like the craziest shot. Then I seen a video with him and I seen the Bop video and I seen them two together and I was like, wait a minute. Cause I just didn't make the connection. But then it's crazy. Like, and again, that's another like group of people who are like located in this area who are not that far away. You know what
right.
I mean? So
right.
Niggas is down the street basically working on funny ass videos.
You gotta support the local people, man. And I feel like in the DMV, we're not doing a lot of that. And so what I try to do is I try to get everybody from the DMV and show love to them, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, before I branch out, you know? Yeah. So that's my goal. I would say that's my goal before I get out there and, you know, get big and things like that. Yeah. So
that's really good. That's exactly what this podcast is about, trying to build up this area, because that's right. what we don't do, right. as you spoke of. Yeah, so. I'll jump out with my list. I definitely got to mm-hmm. put Desi, because he's putting all them athletic videos where he's like track meets be like and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. I gotta put Haha, I gotta steal him off your list. I gotta put Major Hype, the OG who does all the Caribbean videos. I gotta put Fresh, little nigga with the glasses from Philly. I don't know if y'all remember him.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. He's funny.
And from the area, I gotta put Jess Hilarious, because even as a female, like, she's mad funny and I gotta support somebody from Baltimore. Cause she put like, and she made it all the way to Wildin' Out too. So I gotta, you know, clap it up.
Big ups to her for sure.
Big ups.
Man, I feel like there's a lot of ways that we can go. Off top though, I definitely agree with Black Eye. Mufasa's on that list for me as well. Cause I gotta hold down my African brothers, but he's actually like a funny ass dude.
He's funny
in general. So like outside of that, you know what I'm saying? That just is an added bonus. I'm going to add in the likes of Alistair, a female person. I said female person. A female comedian. What's her name? Jade Nicole, who be doing like the – she made it to Wild Now too.
Oh, J. Cole.
Yeah. She made like the video about talking about how like when she pee, it sound like she making fried chicken. That's how she knows she got bomb box. And I was like, yo.
Wow. That's crazy.
I said, wow. So this is a funny girl. More local talent. I feel like McKenton. He's a pretty funny dude.
Funny.
Also, Drewski. He's pretty funny. He's a real funny character as well. And then to round it out, I'm going to go with my man, the Mood Changer. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw him on the list. You know what I mean? You got to have him there, you know? He's going to be in that echelon of top-tier internet entertainers soon for sure, and I already know that. So since we're on the topic of the Mood Changer, man, to jump from the top five, Mood Changer, what is the Mood Changer? What's that about? Give the people a glimpse. Well, you don't got to give him a glimpse
give you a glimpse right now, but you know, I think the Mood Changer, basically how I went about the Mood Changer was, you know, I always wanted to get people's attention, and you know, it by any means, whatever crowd I'm in, I'm always trying to steal the spotlight, but not in a like disrespectful way, yeah. but just because of my personality itself. And Bryce, you know me, you know how I am. So I always, when I go out, you know, either if it's with my boys or whatever the case, I can be by myself. Any music that I hear or anything that I hear, it's on and popping. It can be Latino, country, anything like that. You put it on, it's time to boogie. And it's funny because people came to me and was saying like, hey, what is the Mood Changer? What is the Mood Changer? Mood Changer is simple, just positivity and just having fun, you know? So that's when I say Mood Changer, it's just, that's how I describe myself as a Mood Changer, you know? So.
Okay. So you're all about bringing the positive vibes and
that's it.
Pretty much just getting everybody lit for the most part is mm-hmm. pretty much what it sounds like. So like, I guess, like you say, you always wanted to get people's attention. What was the first thing that like started you? Like, was there a moment or was there something specific that you remember where you were like, damn, like, yo, niggas is fucking with this. I need to like really like start doing more.
Okay, so let me take you way back, Bryce, to CLG, church. So we used to be outside of church and we used to be clowning around doing like funny stuff. Literally
not church stuff.
Not church stuff at all. I'm trying to tell you, it was no church stuff at all.
Right.
Literally, we started, me and John, Jake, you know, Quest, my boy, you know, holding it down as a rapper.
Fire bars, but, yes, sir.
We started rapping against each other, and he was a rapper. He's a legit rapper. So I thought, you know, I started giving him some bars, and it was off the topic bars or whatever. But I started saying some random stuff. It started being funny. And then right there in that moment, I knew, like, I got to take off with this. But it didn't happen until my boys actually, you know, you guys, Bryce, you know, Jeff, you know, Jay Otto, everybody was like, yo, you should start taking off with this comedian stuff. And I was like, man, what are you talking about? I kind of shot it off for a second. And then I made the first video. And then I was like, yo, this is funny. You know what I mean? And everybody started vibing to it. So then I was just like, okay, here we go. Mood changer. Here it comes. Boom, boom. And it took off, man. And I thank God for allowing me to show, you know, people how, you know, I bring up my possibility. Yeah.
What do you have more fun doing? The comedy stuff or the dancing stuff? Because I was introduced to you as the dancer is jumping out the whip like,
they got the reindeer going on. To be honest with you, I'm more so of the dancing type, but I also can do the comedian stuff. You know what I mean? It started with dancing, and so I want to keep it that way. But if you want to, you know, get to the comedy stuff and things like that, I can do it too. But the dancing part was, you know, with the hopping out the car and doing all this stuff. You know, mood changer, it's me. Hey, you know, was it? So dancing, it's cool, you know, and it's fun in a sense of way. So you can say dancing is it. I feel that.
Dance is fun.
I know you guys can get down too. I know you guys been to a couple of Zumbas and stuff like that. I know Bryce been in them.
This nigga just said Zumbas? I ain't been in no Zumbas, but I feel like, man, as a ethnic anything, like regardless of where you're from, bro. Like a lot of the time, dancing is a part of, you know.
You're always dragging you on the dance floor, like, come here.
Right. And you know what I'm saying? I'm sure we've all even seen like a TikTok video where people like their parents drag them on a dance floor and they get out there, they're like, man, I don't want to be out there. And then they're like, and they start getting it. You know what I mean? But it's a big part of growing up and your culture. And I feel like that's a big part of shaping you. And speaking of shaping you, Jay Black, you're a pretty well-rounded individual. And I was talking to Alistair about it, actually. You know, you are someone who played multiple sports, right? In high school and in college, and even after, you know, college, you were playing ball. So, I mean, I guess how does sports and all of that impact, I guess, or play a role in what you have going on now?
I think that plays a major role because as I was growing up, obviously, you know, I was a wild head. Bryce, you know.
For sure.
I got you know, shipped to Ghana, and I came back like 3-4 years after that. And I was still a hot boy, of course. But I think sports kind of like made everything for me because I was playing multiple sports. Like, I mean, hands down, multiple sports. I can name them all, like track. Mm-hmm. Basketball, football, lacrosse, soccer. I mean, I was playing it all. So it kind of got me away from the street side of me. And it's kind of just like that shot away. And sports has been like a major part of my life because as I was doing sports, I was also making my teammates laugh and different things like that. So I was able to learn so much different things and actually put it into what I'm doing now, you know? So it's a blessing in itself, and I'm just taking advantage of it, you know, every moment of it. So it's wonderful.
Thank you.
For sure.
What's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport? Oh man. I mean, I'll say basketball because basketball, I played it in college, but if I wanted to, you know, pick, I would definitely say football. I mean, I love football. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I don't know. It's something about just playing football that just gets me hyped, and it just brings out the energy in me. Like, so football, I'll have to say that.
The shit's fun, man. Especially when I don't know, man. It's just something about like you catching a ball and like making a move on somebody, and I don't know, man. I guess a lot of people feel the same way, but like football is lit as shit. I don't care what nobody says.
But you know how it is. I mean, we play Madden and things like that. You know what I mean? We like, oh man, we want to do this. We want to be like Michael Vick. We want to do this. You know, so when you put it that into like real life, you're like, and you actually do it, you're like, man, I just did what Michael Vick did, or, you know, I just did what Cam Newton did, or something like that. You know what I mean? So
yeah, for sure.
It's nice, you know? So.
Well, and I thought you had a question, but I just had a really quick question, Alistair. Sorry. So in terms of, you know, you being a college athlete, playing basketball in college, and then you playing like semi-professional football, what would you say the grind was like, you know, doing those things? And I feel like that translates kind of like to even like you again today, like in terms of like pushing out your content and putting out work. But I mean, talk a little bit about like what that grind was like, you know, in those two spots.
Playing semi-pro, you know, obviously, you don't get paid for it. You know, it's all about you going out there and, you know, performing.
Love
and
the game.
You know, trying to show coaches that you can play and you can do all this good stuff on the field and things like that. And some of the cats that even play semi-pro, they shouldn't even be out there. You know what I mean? And they're not even getting paid for this. This is like,
what you mean they shouldn't be out there?
I think he means like talent-wise.
Okay. I wanted to clarify. You know, this is an interview. We got to know the information.
They shouldn't even be out there. But it's certain people in the semi-pro that should be at the next level. And it's like, you see these guys, you know, coming out there every day, you know, leaving their families behind and all the different types of aspects just to come and play the game of football. And that right there is a blessing itself, because you get out there and you're showing your stuff. You're doing all this stuff. And you can get recognized for it. You know, a lot of people don't understand that semi-pro, you can get a film and you can take it to the next level and show them like, hey, I'm still active. I'm still doing this. And that can land you where you need to be. And that, I mean, you know, that happened for me because I put in the time and I grind for it. You know, nothing is handed to me. You know, nothing was ever handed to me. I always had to work for it. And so I did it. You know, God, you know, put me in this place. You know, I went to New Mexico, you know, played for a year, and then, you know, I came back. But it was a fun experience, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Trade it for nothing. Yeah, for sure.
No.
The hell is New Mexico, though, dog? Like, it's nothing but coyotes and cactus. That's it.
That's Lobos country.
Man, that's all I can think of, man.
Bro, and, like, sprinkle, hot as hell out there, bro.
Sprinkle some white girls in there. And then, bro, you got it.
Bryce, I was drenching myself down, bro. I you already know I'm black as hell. I came back purple. And that was crazy. I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. I was dark as hell when I came back from New Mexico. I didn't know what to do with myself, bro. But it's okay. You know, I started having a little bit of sunlight and then, like, you know, a couple of lights and things like that. So I kind of brought a little bit of my darkness away. But anyways, New Mexico was fun.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, my bad, Alistair. I feel like I cut you off in the middle of you.
No, I was just going to ask about the semi-pro experience because, like we spoke on, it's for the love of the game. Do you feel like as a semi-pro athlete, you're doing it more for yourself or just to get that itch scratched, or do you feel like you still could get stuff out of the game?
Well, with me being 27 years old, you know, at some point, I'm going to have to hang up the cleats. But with the time being now, I still feel like I can give it a go. And God, please make sure this Rona goes away, because I had an opportunity to go overseas and I was in the works of that. And that kind of, the Rona's kind of set everything back, because what I was going to do is I was going to be able to go to Combine, which was it was hosted in Las Vegas. And I haven't even talked about it to Bryce or anybody else, but I was going to have the opportunity to go and do a combine in Las Vegas. And that was supposed to happen, I think, the May 8th to the 10th. So the combine was going to happen. We was going to have like an all-star game, a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, scouts was going to come out there and things like that. I'm talking about CFL, you know, a bunch of overseas guys, you know,
out there watching.
And, you know, fortunately, the Rona got in the way and they had to cancel everything down, which it definitely set me back. But at the same time, I was kind of thinking, I was like, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And you know, if God didn't feel like, you know, you had the time to do that, he definitely not going to allow you to do it. So I think that with this happening and things like that, it kind of set me back, and I kind of like, you know, was, you know, sitting back just kind of in my thoughts. And I was like, you know, I'm going to get that opportunity again. And so once when that opens up, I'm going to take advantage of it. So
Most definitely.
So yeah, I didn't know that, bro. I didn't even know that there was like that type of stuff that they like hosted in terms of combines.
You
and
you didn't hear about the story about the cuz I got the workout from the Browns.
Well, yeah, I mean, but yeah, like he was like on some like some real like jugging shit, like or he was like sleeping outside of the jump.
Tournament that he said. At least that's what the video said.
But like you're saying, but like you would never think that those are ways that like you know what I'm saying, because like Jay Black said, he's 27 years old, but you wouldn't think that you know you'd be able to like make those kind of moves. You know what I'm saying, later on after your career is already kind of gone and passed. But something that I'm like really realizing a lot of is a lot of athletes didn't fully develop in high school or even like in college to their full potential of how they can play or even to their full potential of their bodies.
That's why right now this Rona shit is so wild, because you have a lot of high school seniors that aren't going to get the opportunity to showcase the one college scout that was going to believe in
it. That was coming, right? Right. Showing what they can do. So it's like damn. So, it kind of shows that like the people who really want it or people are going to grind for it are going to really like kind of, you know, show up or like pop out. Like a great example I think of is Conrad. You know what I mean? Like in high school, you know, Conrad could jump. Conrad could jump, you know what I mean? But, like, we finished college, and I'm seeing Conrad Lilly doing the Aaron Gordon dunk. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck happened to my friend? Like, when did he become one of the Monstars? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, it's really crazy to see, like, how things like that change. So, I mean, just to anybody who's even listening to this podcast, man, like, yo, if you like doing something, bro, like, fuck it, bro. Do that shit. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Don't let nobody stop you from doing what you want to do, especially if something that's improbable as playing sports at a professional level. It doesn't got to always be the NFL or the NBA or whatever. There's places for you to play the game that you love or to do the things that you want to do. So,
because Conrad's another story. Speaking on him, he was supposed to go to Australia. He was about to go back to his right, squad. And Rona shit and said, you're going to stay your ass in Maryland real quick.
But, I mean, when this is all over, though, man, like you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's going to be a benefit to everybody if, you know, because this is the one opportunity where everybody gets to sit still and be patient. And, like, you know what I'm saying? You get time to really think. You know what I mean? Figure out what's the next move.
You're supposed to be sitting patient and working on a craft.
And to touch on Conrad, I had the opportunity to also play with Conrad when I was playing basketball and things like that. And Conrad is so humble. I mean, I'm sorry that I'm off topic about this, but Conrad.
No, you good?
But he is the definition of a true athlete, and he's so like. I got to learn a lot of stuff from Conrad because he's one person I also look up to, and he's younger than me, but I look up to Conrad, you know what I mean? Because Conrad, he works hard and he knows what he wants, you know, in life. And it's a blessing itself. And I know Conrad is going to shoot for the stars, and shout out to him too.
Oh yeah.
I just wanted to do that.
For sure. That's my guy right there. Even though I'm a better receiver than him, but he'll never admit it. But, a question that I definitely wanted to ask you, Black, and I don't think we got the chance to really even sit down and discuss it outside of the podcast, was you know, linking up with one of the comedians that you named, Mufasa. And anybody who doesn't know, I mean, I'd like to think that you do know, but on Instagram or on Twitter, he's cousin Skeeter. And Mufasa has been in the Bop video with DaBaby. He's been on like news channels and all that stuff, but he's a pretty well-known entertainer from the internet. And you had the opportunity to actually work with him for a video for Ghana Independence, right?
Right. We got two videos together. We have one that we kind of did off the strength of we kind of, you know, getting together as Ghanaians and, you know, just, I mean, not only Ghanaians, but as Black people staying together. Yeah. You know, we actually came together and actually did that. And it was so crazy because we did that take, the first skit that we did that take at least 10, 11 times. And he was like, are you okay? Are you good? He's checking off on me. Are you all right? You know what I mean? Because he's been through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so right.
It's a learning experience. I'm over here. Yo, we done
Wait, yet? So you're telling me it's not the first take?
No, that's not the first time.
Oh, man. Wow, nah, I'm fucking with you. it'd be seeming like that, though. It'd be feeling like, I guess that's the whole point, though, is to make it feel like that way. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man.
But I'm just learning from him itself. It was a blessing because he is somebody that works hard at his craft. I mean, he started from a young age and he was crafting this stuff, keep on going and things like that. And he told me, this one thing that he told me was, don't stop. Whatever you put out there, it doesn't matter if it's trash or whatever, put it out there. Let people see it. You know what I mean? Let people right. see what you're doing. You know, at the end of the day, you somebody may say that it's trash or whatever, but somebody else likes this. You know what I mean? And right. loves the video. Like, you know
they say it's trash. They still seen it.
Well, you know what I mean? So, you know, he's somebody, like I said, he's a big brother to me that I look up to and, you know, somebody that I can go to and talk to because if I'm trying to learn the game and trying to know what's going on, he's doing well with what he's doing now. And it's only going up from there. So I'm just trying to be in his shoes and learn everything from him. And hopefully, you know, God forbid, you know, after this corona, everything can keep going and pushing up, you know, so.
Yeah.
We got two skits together too, by the way, Bryce. Wow.
Wait, you and Mufasa, right?
Yeah.
Nah, I definitely, once you said it, I remember the first one that y'all had did, like on that famous brick road that he be dancing on.
Yeah.
Where is that, by the way?
The process of getting him in a video, like.
What was that?
Well, I said, what was the process in getting him in a video like?
So look at my camera acting up. The whole process, how that worked out was he's pretty cool with Jay Otto. And Jay Otto is, you know, another well R&B singer from the 301. Shout out to Jay Otto. But Jay Otto kind of set everything up where we got to talk to each other and he set everything up and I got the chance to go out there and meet Mufasa. And once when we met, it was instant click. Like after that, it was a wrap. Like we took off. We kept in touch with each other, made sure everybody was good, you know, and it was that bond that happened just in that quick second of moment and it took off from there. So that's how we kind of got collabed and everybody started seeing, you know, Mufasa, the mood changer together and things like that. And it took off and it's a blessing now. I mean, it's people still looking at it and still liking it and still reposting it and it's a blessing. Bryce, you still alive?
Yeah, no, I was definitely Googling something real quick. My bad. I had to do some quick research in the middle of the podcast. Don't mind me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You good.
But that was supposed to be for.
Right, and he's not here to do his job. We got to fire our intern. At this point, you know, there's been a whole lot of, like we've discussed throughout this episode, there's been a lot of internet comedians, you know, all throughout the country. And I feel like this wave of, you know, comedians is kind of like slowly rising up and maybe even kind of getting rid of the old system of, you know, people having to be stand-up comedians. Do you foresee where we get to a point of where like the new wave is just internet comedians and, you know, it kind of gets rid of that traditional form of comedy maybe?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that the social media is a powerful platform because a lot of, you know, these guys that are trying to make it in the business or trying to get to the Kevin Harts and the Michael Blackson and everybody else out there, the social media is it's so powerful because you put one thing out there, it only takes one celebrity to look at it, and that's
right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, you look at the Mufasas and the Habibi and everybody else that, you know, God has blessed them to get that opportunity. And for the ones that are trying to come up there and do it, for me, my word of advice for them is to keep on pushing. You know what I mean? Don't stop at what you're doing. Even if it's something small, you know, something big, keep pushing it out there because you never know. God is going to put you in that position where somebody sees it, a Will Smith or Martin Lawrence or somebody, you know, takes that one look and just says, oh, let me repost this. Oh, let me put this on my page. Oh, you know, here we go. And then that's it. You know, and then you got to keep working on your craft, you know, never stop working on your craft. So I think the media, the social media itself is so powerful. And nowadays everybody's using it. So.
Yeah, I definitely see that.
Was, one of the comedians that said that Snoop was somebody that once he saw his talent, he took him under his wing. It was like, I'm a mentor of you. So I definitely hear what you're talking about when you say it just takes one celebrity or it just takes one person to click and view because the virability. You never know what it's going to be. Like, just last year, it was Jeff skydiving.
Prime example. prime example.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming from the skydiving. I'm not gonna lie, I did not see that coming.
Bryce, we know Jeff, and we know how you know his whole frame is and everything like that.
Yeah.
Flying around.
When I seen it, I was like, yo, this is funny as hell. Like, this is really funny as fuck. But I thought, like, only I, like, my childish ass would find that shit to be, like, to be funny. But, like, to see, like, hundreds of thousands of people to be like, oh, my God, this is, like, you know what I'm saying? This is funny as hell is crazy. But like, just like you said, yo, if you're in a position, you know, to be blessed and it's your turn, then, I mean, you know, it'll come your way. You just got to be ready to catch it.
So, amen.
Yeah, man. But Jay Black, do you ever see yourself like maybe doing like stand-up comedy? Could you see yourself getting on stage and sharing jokes with the folks?
I could see myself doing the stand-up comedian stuff. I feel like, to be honest with you, these guys actually, when they get on the stand-up comedian, you know, and do it, they're actually just being themselves. They're not even like, you know what I mean, like going through, you know, they may have a script, but at the end of the day, they're like, F the script. Like, I'm going out here. It's me standing on the stage. It's not the script standing on the stage. So right. I'm going to improvise and do whatever I got to do. So, being a comedian.
I feel like that speaks to our generation, though. Because, I mean, I feel like a lot of, like, the older, like, and not saying, like, people don't prepare, like, for their stand-up or whatever. But, like, a lot of the older cats are like, yo, we, like, you know, we run through material. I spend weeks on the road working on my material and blah, blah, blah. I feel like with us, it's very off the cuff. And it's just like, yo, like, I thought of this right now, like, yo, I can make it.
That goes back to the classroom days, though, when niggas would just be sitting
right, when niggas is cutting you up, yeah.
So?
Yeah, I mean, it's natural. It's really natural. I mean, if you're a comedian, you can do the stand-up. You can do whatever it is that you want to do to make people laugh. It takes one. Like, I mean, I also look at Michael Blackson, too, when he first started. This man came out there with an African attire, literally started scratching his legs, made it ashy, and said, look, this is my Ashy Timbs. Boom. Everybody started laughing. Like, you got to look at things like that. Like, you know what I mean? That was just top of his head. Like, he just did it. And then everybody started going crazy. You know, and he's Michael Blackson to this day, you know? But it's just looking at people like that, it makes you want to, you know, push yourself and want to do more and want to keep going. Because no matter what, and I don't never listen to the haters, by the way. You know, haters can keep saying whatever they want to do. At the end of the day, I'm putting out what I love to do. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, sorry for you, but I'm going to still do what I
got
to do.
If you got haters, you got to low-key kind of be, like, appreciative to be like, yo, like,
you know something right?
niggas taking time out of their day to hate me? Like, what? That must mean I'm doing something that, like, just don't sit well with niggas' spirits. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to be fucking up somebody's day that bad just by being yourself, bro, right. I think that's an accomplishment, honestly. So, I mean, shit. If you got haters, Jay Black, hey, you're doing something right, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're doing something right. Because at the end of the day, man, a lot of the time, bro, it'd be people who want to do what you're doing. You know what I mean? But, like, they just didn't have, like, the heart to, like, put themselves out there. Or, like, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And they'd just be like, oh, well, I mean, shit, this nigga Jay Black, you know, is he dancing? And, like, yeah, and obviously he's dancing, nigga. But, like, what do you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't get it. You know what I mean? But, like, I get it. I know why people be hating, but, like, shit, like, again, it's an accomplishment. That's a win. That's a W in the W column, if you ask me.
That's why I don't, when I say that I don't pay attention to the haters, is because I'm still going to do things that I know people that loves watching my stuff and, you know, love seeing my stuff. You know, I'm going to keep pushing it out there for them, because at the end of the day, I want to bring positivity. I never want to be, you know, negative or in any type of way. You know, that's not the type of person I am. You know, I always want to give good vibes and just enjoy our time. Like, we can go out together. All three of us can go out together. And I promise you, we will have the best time of the world. Even if we go to Disney World and we see Mickey Mouse standing right there dancing or something, I'm dancing with Mickey Mouse. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I want to put on the Mickey Mouse suit. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, shit. Again, Jay Black, we appreciate you, man. But I want to just shift gears really quickly and just pick your brain on a couple of topics that me and Alistair kind of wanted to discuss. So, number one, I'm going to jump right out the gate. If you had a girl, are you cool with her having an OnlyFans? Like, but she may get some money, you know what I'm saying? But, like, are you cool with her having an OnlyFans? Like, does that work for Jay Black?
Okay, so when we're looking at the OnlyFans page here, okay, because that's a lot of different content. To the OnlyFans page, okay?
Yeah.
Are we saying, like, my girl itself is putting herself out there and she is doing all this other stuff with other dudes, or is
No. Like
it's off the solo.
Yeah. Okay, she just has OnlyFans. She takes pictures. It's not like no like wild like Asian like hint, like whatever like crazy like shit you could think of like that you don't want to see. It's not like that. It's like it's rather tasteful actually. Like you know what I mean. She takes photos. She don't show it all unless like she get like crazy bread. You know what I'm saying? But she not doing nothing with other dudes. It's just strictly online.
Okay. To me, I wouldn't mind per se. Because if she's bringing in money, I'm not complaining, you know. But if it gets to the point that it's a little bit out of control with it, then I might have to dial it back. But if she's, you know, doing her thing and she's bringing in money and all that stuff, I wouldn't complain, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, if she has a beautiful body, you know, obviously people are definitely going to see her in public in any way, form. Even if you go to the beach and she's wearing a bikini, people are going to see her regardless. So
right. They might as well pay. Shit. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? So I think that right there itself, I wouldn't mind personally. But for other dudes, they kind of like, oh, I don't want my girl to, you know, show her stuff. But
I'm going
to
tell you this right now.
Bryce, what do you
Niggas
say?
Niggas is tripping. Look, if your girl is bringing home, let's say, random ballpark number. She bringing home like $2,500 a month off of like God. OnlyFans. Like, you gonna say no? You gonna tell her to stop? Like, what? She put, hey, babe, I just bought you this new MacBook, you know what I'm saying, with some of my OnlyFans money. Like, I really appreciate you supporting me. Like, nigga, what? Like, come on, dog. Like, you can't be mad about that.
I don't see a problem with it. To me, as a guy, I wouldn't see a problem with it at all. Is she bringing in money and she's showing her stuff? God created her the way she is to be, and everybody's going to see her in any type of form. If we go to the beach or anything like that she has to wear a bikini, people are going to look. So if they're paying to look at her, go ahead, stand there, put the light on, do whatever you got to do, pull all that, you know, do your thing.
The only thing I would say is keep the content separate. Like, if we have an affair, like, in my situation, I have a family, you know, I got a little one. You can't be posting your OnlyFans link and then have Nami at his neck picture. Like, that's a little wild.
Okay. If you I don't feel you.
And I respect you. It. I respect I it.
We're cool with that. We cool
I respect
that.
It.
And I've had that conversation. I was like, honestly, babe, you want
I feel like it's easy as a guy to propose that to a female, though. You know what I mean? To be like, dude.
Yeah, but I feel like the female will definitely have the respect for you if you are his, you know, the nigga in the house or whatever the case may be. Yeah. She's going to have to respect you. If she doesn't respect you, then, you know, you have to look somewhere else. But if that's the case, then, you know, you guys have a mutual understanding and everything is fine. I don't really.
This is starting to sound like new age pimping, honestly. When we sit down and start to really like break down the layers new of like of this. Wow, right. That's what it sounds like, man. That's what it sounds like. But I mean, you know, if you can pimp out your shorty and make make $2,500 a month, bro, on top of whatever bread she may make from like whatever job and like whatever job you work in. Y'all gonna be doing all right. You know what I mean? That's some solid extra income to have. But that's just me. But that was the question that I had. What about you, Alistair? You got anything?
My question is, so with a lot of DC nightlife shutting down, like a lot of bars, Facebook,
RIP to OZO's, dog.
Oh my god.
What is the squad? What place y'all gonna be looking to as your home? For the next, because I know y'all be out there fucking up. I know y'all be out there a decade. So, like, what's up? What's the next move?
So the next move for my squad, shout out to LAG, you know, always and forever. But I think our next home base is Society. Society, you know, in Silver Spring. I think that's where we're gonna be at. And I know once when Corona's over, I mean, if you don't book ahead of time and you know, God bless us knowing a lot of people in Society. So we're going to be, we're going to be great and we're going to be good. But if you don't, you know, let them know in advance, it's a wrap. You're going to be short. You're going to be outside looking up at the balcony and things like that. And while we turn it up, like it's going to get crazy. that's really going to get crazy. I feel like once this Rona is over and we finally get out there.
Yeah, that first week of when everything is shut down, everything is open, and they got the vaccine out, I think that's going to be a movie.
I can't picture it right now in my head.
Nah, yo, you ever seen like SpongeBob with like the town be on fire and you hear the nigga in the background saying my leg, like it'll be like that type of shit when they open up everything. It's gonna be wild, bro.
Bryce, you remember Labor Day when like the joint was so crazy that people couldn't even get in?
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. That shit was wild. I never seen society like that before though.
Ten times worse.
Yeah.
Like, do you understand how people are feeling right now? They're shacked up in a house. Even if you're with your spouse or you're with your girlfriend or whatever the case may be, they're going crazy right now. Yeah. Like, literally going crazy. And not to get off topic, I'm sorry, but, like, literally outside my neighborhood in Gaithersburg, a guy put a pistol, like, literally, and this is, like, you know, some wild stuff, but a guy put a pistol to his head and shot himself underneath the tree because he had just went out. Yeah, he had just went out. I put it in a group too, by the way, Bryce, but he had just went out for his
girlfriend. I thought somebody shot him. That's what I thought had happened.
No. So let me tell you what happened. He basically went and shot his girlfriend and the kid, they did. He goes, he's getting away, trying to get out, you know what I mean? And he ends up here in Gaithersburg, literally right underneath the tree outside of my house, and he pops himself. And I'm standing there, like, looking at the dude. He had the whole rifle in his hand. Like, it was like some movie stuff. But this is what's going on with this pandemic. Like, literally. Like, bammers they can't handle it. And you know what I mean? And it's a lot of stuff that comes with it, you know, illness and different things like that. But it. Yeah. I mean, sorry.
No. It's cool. Stuff. You definitely change moods. So, I mean, you're the mood changer. So, I mean, but it goes to show you though, like, man, like this is affecting people in different ways. Just like how we kind of like, even with the virus itself, like we don't know how it's affecting everybody, but like, it's really getting to people's mental. And I feel like, especially lately, what I've been doing is like, yo, I'm about to just start stacking my plate with as many things that I can do or like that I need to like have myself doing. So like that way, like at least every day I'm trying to accomplish something, whether it be something physically, whether it be something for the podcast, whether it be something to help my mom in the restaurant, whether it be figuring out like how I want to like get my finances straight. But there's something like you got to have something that you're working on.
Right.
And I mean,
you gotta escape. Like at first I was the guy that was stereotypical. I was just sitting down playing Xbox, you know, but I was like, wait, I got to find something else to plug this in. So I've been working on merch deals. I've been working on fucking just reading. Cause once this is all done, I still have to take my teacher's exam. And I still have to pass that shit so I can be a teacher. I was like,
right.
If I'm just sitting on my hands, I'm not doing nothing productive. I'm outside of this Rona shit, I'm not gonna be nowhere productive. So I had to change up my mindset. And it's cause if you don't, you're gonna be stuck. And when you get stuck in the same place and you're doing the same thing routinely, you're gonna go crazy.
Right.
Yeah. I definitely agree. I definitely agree, Alistair. So, like I said, man, I hope for all of our sakes, this is something to end soon. Because, like, I want to get to that vision that Jay Black has of us, you know, being at society and us enjoying ourselves and, you know, and popping bottles back to back until they'd be like, yo, it ain't no more bottles to pop. And we like, nah, fuck that. Y'all send somebody to the liquor store down the street to bring more bottles back to the club. Right. Like, that's the point we need to get to.
That's the energy right there.
How do y'all feel about the other states opening up, though? Like, Maryland's supposed to be, I mean, they said PG and Montgomery County are not ready to open, but the other parts of Maryland are open. Texas is open. I'm seeing videos on Twitter of the whole bar, nightclub being packed out, people barely wearing masks. How y'all feel about that?
I guess real quick, I feel like what that's doing is it's really making light of, like, the situation. I'm still like on the fence of how I feel about like the level of like seriousness of like this whole coronavirus thing. Again, like the flu kills like more people technically, you know, every year than like this virus has within the time frame that we've been with it. But it's just that we don't know enough about the virus. So I feel like people being out until like if I were like a kid not seen, I'd be like, niggas is out in Texas and like just doing whatever. They're not wearing masks. Like, why we gotta wear masks? Like, what's so different about Texas? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's dangerous, but I mean, we'll have to wait and see where everybody's at the end of, I guess, the next like maybe month or so.
All right, so to the pick off of you, Bryce, and for me personally, so I have multiple jobs, by the way. I'm a paraeducator in MCPS. I'm a daycare, assistant director. Literally, I also deliver for a restaurant called Caddy's. Now, since the Rona is going on.
I'm fucking Caddy's, by the way.
You need to pull up anyways, but I'm Caddy's, literally, like I'm delivering food and things like that. But, you know, at the same time, it's like we have to adjust at some point where we have to take off the mask and all this different types of things. And if we keep it on this mask and all this stuff like that, I feel like we're still going to be stable in where we're at with this whole pandemic and things like that. And not saying that we need to automatically take off the mask and not wear gloves and just OD out. No, that's not what I'm saying. But we need to get into the routine of trying to get back to society, because at the end of the day, we're going to have to face that at some point in life, because we can't keep doing this. You know what I mean? So for me, it's kind of like every day I'm just kind of like trying to do it. But then also I'm kind of a little bit hesitant. Yeah. But it's kind of like, okay, let's take this stepping stone each day and just try to figure it out. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
it's try to not get your body used to what like the environment of like what we're living in currently. Yeah, for sure.
Right. So I mean,
because even when we hung out, Bryce, like I'm not gonna say I kept my distance from y'all, but there was still a gap between me and y'all.
Yeah.
Like, but like, it's tough. It's tough.
All right, look, I'm gonna keep it clean. So like Al said, like before, like this whole like thing became like way overblown. Like when they first put the stay at home orders in place, right? Like me and you linked up, and like we definitely like shared a J. You know what I'm saying? So like it's like at the end of the day, like I feel like if you've interacted with certain people and like y'all know where y'all kind of stand in terms of like y'all level of like exposure to like the virus, like you know I be home all the time. I'm home. And I go to the restaurant. Like, that's pretty much it. Everybody has to go to the grocery store. So that's the same level of exposure that we're all receiving, you know, at that point. So, I mean, if you're doing what you need to do and you're wearing your mask and, you know, you're washing your hands and sanitizing, like, I mean, think about it. Like, in a second, like, you can literally go somewhere, scratch your face and be like, oh, I forgot to put hand sanitizer on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's something where I feel like a lot of us, we either already had it at one point in time or, like, you're one of those people who, like, you're fortunate enough to where, like, your immune system is healthy. And it's doing a great job of fighting off whatever it is. And you have the antibodies and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like, man, like if I haven't gotten it yet and I've been home for like X amount of time, I probably don't got it. You know what I mean? Or I already ran through it. You know what I'm saying? Right. But like, I'm not a scientist, so I can't really sit here and be like, yeah, that's like 100% for sure the case. But it's part of it just feels like, yeah, we're okay.
I heard earlier this week that it was just a rumor that they're talking about they're not going to open up schools until I think February of next year. So it's just like when I'm hearing stuff like that in my profession, I'm just like, huh.
Right.
How's
that going to affect me?
The fuck they're going to do with these kids?
Yeah.
No. And it's crazy because, you know, and working into the in the system and things like that, they're not going to risk, you know, kids going into that whole environment with everybody in the school. You know what I mean? You're looking at thousand kids in the actual school, plus the teachers and things like that. That's too soon to call it. You know what I mean? So for them to call the whole year off, I think that's a great, great thing to do. You know what I mean? Now it's just about how are you going to reopen things? You know what I mean? How are you going to go into like the bars? How are you going to go into the restaurants? How are you going to go into like the movies? How are you going to go into these daily stuff that you're doing and actually sit there and be like, I'm not going to get the Rona. Like, you know what I mean? Am I good? Like, is this seat clean? Like, what? Like, you know what I mean? So
everything that's opening, they say it has to be 50% of capacity.
Yeah.
So it's like, if it's only 50%, for some businesses, it's not even worth opening up.
Now, retail-wise, like, them niggas will open up, bro. And they'll just mark the hell down out of everything. Yeah, like
in terms of speaking about schools, like, I even have...
Oh, yeah. No.
I even have 50% of the childcare. I even have 50% of the, like... How you going to maintain that we don't go over 50%? Because everyone's going to be like, I need a little more business coming in. I'll go
50%. For sure.
I'm going to need a little more business in. I'm going to go 60%. They're not going to catch me.
I mean, you're just kind of hoping that people all kind of hold each other a little accountable. But I mean, I feel like for the most part, as long as a lot of the high risk activities, like, for example, the gym where you can like get other people sweat on you, like the clubs and like the bars and lounges and stuff like that, like concerts, sporting events. I feel like as long as a lot of those events aren't something that people are doing, we'll be fine. Because, I mean, you can go to the park and you can run. I think you can and you'll be fine. You know what I mean? You can run by people. And I think for the most part, like, you know, you'll be okay. If you want to wear a mask, like during those activities, I'm not wearing a mask to work out. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not trying to sweat through all that. Unless they make like workout masks, then I mean, yeah, fuck it. But yeah, like for the most part, I feel like as long as the activities are low risk that everyone's doing, we should be fine. I feel like we're just really concerned about the people who have weaker immune systems. You know what I mean? So if we can keep them safe, you know what I mean? The older folk who may not be able to fight it off as well. I know they keep saying it's not a young people disease, but like, we're really worried about this.
That's not even true. Wait, time out. That's not true, though.
Yeah, that's not true.
When they say the younger people and things like that, that's not true. Because at the end of the day, if you catch it and your immune system is not so strong or whatever, it's done deal for you. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I was just trying to say it's not just the age thing.
There's a younger strand of, I'm not going to say corona, but there's still a younger virus that's parallel to the corona called like the Kawasaki shit that kids are catching and are getting bodied. So it's like, I don't know.
I mean, but it depends on the age of a kid. They don't have fully developed immune systems either. But go ahead, Black.
For me, like, far as, you know, the whole, you know, corona stuff and catching it, I don't want to put my parents in that situation because I live with my parents. And I'm downstairs by myself and things like that. And they're upstairs or whatever the case may be. But I don't want to bring that into the house because if they, you know, God forbid, if they catch it, it's not a beautiful sight because it's done. You know what I mean? Like their immune system is not strong as, you know, you and I, you know what I mean?
For sure. Definitely not.
You have to be safe in the situations of actually thinking about, you know, you going out and doing this stuff. And even me delivering, it's kind of like, it's scary because it's like, man, I'm coming back into the house because I just got outside and I was just around, you know, people and things like that. And I'm dropping food off at people's houses. I don't know who's, you know, what's going on out there.
Yeah.
But it's the same time. It's like, I have to be smart, you know, and, you know, being safe and like healthy wise and like, you know, coming back into the house and seeing my parents and things like that. So I just think that we just need to like do the proper things of what you were saying, Bryce, was washing your hands, you know, wearing your mask, you know what I mean? If you're with your, you know, people that you know, whatever, you know, you're kind of like hesitant, but at the same time, you know them and you know that, hey, like, we know that you don't have the Rona, like, you know what I mean? But at the same time, we got to keep our distance. And I think that once when we get everything past this whole thing, I mean, it should be good, to be honest, because, I mean, being in the house, I'm ready to lose my mind.
I'm with you, Black. I can't wait to get back outside, man. But I mean, before we wrap up, is there anything that, you know, you want to lead the people with? Anybody you want to shout out or anything like that?
I to be honest with you, I think that I want to make a shout out to everybody that's actually doing the social distance and actually staying safe and actually, you know what I mean, going through with this, because it's very key that we actually follow through with it. And, you know, once when everything is back open, it's going to be a big bang and it's going to be a blessing for everybody. And, you know, hopefully, you know, everybody stay safe. And, you know, to everybody that's out there, keep doing whatever you're doing and keep grinding. Don't ever stop. That's my whole spiel.
Well said. And then Alistair, man, do you want to Jay Black, do you want to give people your social media so they know where to follow you? And
Definitely. If you guys want to go to my social media, it's Jay Black, you're hot. Literally Jay Black, you're Y-O-U-R hot. H-O-T, if you don't know how to spell hot. But yeah, that's my Instagram. Literally, you go on there, you can find all this stuff and literally follow me. I'm the type, I'll follow you back. I'm not the one to be like, I'm gonna follow you back. You know, if you're cool, you know what I mean? Like I'm gonna rock with you.
I've been trying to get my follow ratio right, bro. So that's why I'll be like, kind of like, I can't. I'm sorry. Even though I knew you was in second grade, I can't. I'm sorry. But
I still can't.
But Alistair, man, you want to leave the people with your Stairs to Greatness for this week?
Most definitely. This week's Stairs to Greatness, going straight off of our podcast in this episode. It's very short, very simple. The key is the key to success is consistency. As long as you're being consistent in chasing your dream, as long as you're being consistent in going after what you think is your purpose, you're going to be successful.
I love that word.
There you go. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Dr_DoWork. Make sure you follow our podcast page, AMB period podcast. Look us up on YouTube. We out here now. And I got to give my shout out to everybody who's supporting us, everybody who's rocking with us through this Rona time. We're trying to get this content out for you because you fuck with us. And we're not going to stop because you depend on us. So God bless. Cole, I'm going to throw it to you.
Appreciate that, Alistair. Thank you. I always enjoy the Stairs to Greatness, giving out that good free game. Yeah, man. You can follow me on social media at Young Tamarack, YoungTamarack. You know me, I don't got really nothing profound to say at the end of the episode. It's usually just, you know, shout out to all the people out there who've been following us, who've been listening to the podcast. We appreciate you. We're working on getting some additional AMB podcast merchandise.
I need some of that.
Oh yeah, for sure. There's about to be a batch that's going to be coming in really soon. So we'll definitely be getting that out to everybody really soon. So yes, man, stay ready so you don't got to get ready. If you can't swim, you're bound to drown. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's what it boils down to. So at the end of this episode, as always, you're going to hear music from a local artist. And this week, I'm excited to announce a new single from my homie, my family, my blood, my man Jay Otto, releasing that Take Me There featuring Josie. So this was the AMB podcast, man. Appreciate y'all for listening. Peace.
We out.
She said, take me there. I can't go nowhere if you don't take me there. Girl, make my mama sing. Peeking went and found himself a queen. I found myself a lover for us to push each other. She needs you to match her hustle, but also she gotta trust you. Believe what you seeing, babe. Close your eyes, cause that's really faith. You know it's right when it hits your soul. She said, take me, Josie, and I will go. Trips like this don't come often. If they trip, we shoot them off, sis. She a snack, that's why my tongue is out. It's tied or not so I can lace you down.
She said, take me there. I can't go nowhere if you don't take me there. I don't know my way if you don't take me there. On your own, take me there. Take me there.
It's all the same, she ain't interested in trips. She don't really want your chips cause she get that on her own. Question what you give, what you bring to the table. Are you able to turn fables to reality? Casualties of this thing called love. Casually I peep, she's a one of one. A Wonder Woman, but Superman is what she want. Not for saving, just teach her how to fly. She said that she's hungry, but these guys can't provide what she needs to eat. It's clear to me, food for thoughts, what she's starving for. And she's the best in stock, so I bagged her, grocery store.
She said, take me there. I can't go nowhere if you don't take me there. I don't know my way if you don't take me there.